studios in Eugene, Oregon, it's Oregon Update with your hosts, Cliff and Robin. You can join Cliff and Robin by dialing 646-721-9887 or by email at talk@krbnradio.com. And now, here's your hosts, Cliff and Robin.
Afternoon right here in rainy Eugene, Oregon, and as you can kind of tell, we got a little bit of commotion going on in here, mostly because of the government shutdown and whatever's affecting everything, but in all regards, hang on a minute.
Guys, shut up! We're on the air!
Jeez, I tell you. Anyways, my name is Robin, and Cliff is suffering from technical difficulties. Actually, Cliff is not. It's basically his computer is on the fence, but we'll blame that on the government shutdown as well. So I'm going to go ahead and try to do my best to do the show again by myself. And what would really be great, that would really help out a lot, if you would give us a call at 646-721-9887 and join me on whatever is on your mind, whether it's the government shutdown, Obamacare, or just the fact that it's raining in your area. Give me a call, 646-721-9887. As always, you can send me an email anytime, talk@krbnradio.com. Always glad to hear from our listeners. And you, also, we're trying to stay up on our Facebook page, which you can go there and like us. That would definitely help. And I'm trying to, I admit it. I'm sorry to say, I'm trying to figure out Facebook and getting a little, I'm going to admit it. My personal account, I started checking it every day. That's right. As much as I hate Facebook, didn't want to get involved in Facebook, didn't want to learn about Facebook, I'm checking Facebook every day for what's going on and finding just as I feared is kind of a waste of time, I think. But I have been updating I'm trying to figure out Facebook for the KRBN website, the combination of on Blog Talk Radio itself, it has an update for Facebook, and seeing if that migrates over to the KRBN Facebook page or not, again, as I'm learning more and more stuff. So we got a little bit to touch on today. Again, I welcome you to give us a call, 646-721-9887. Cliff is going to try to, as soon as he can get connected to Skype, he'll come on briefly on the telephone. He's kind of low on minutes. And when technology rebels, what can you do? You just go along with it and, send more sacrifices of your dollars to Bill Gates and just praise the computer. Again, 646-721-9887. Kind of a few things going on I wanted to touch on. I mean, first of all, Obamacare, the government shutdown has been in the news. Only 17% of the government is actually shut down. But what's really kind of interesting is that Obama is playing kind of the game that happens locally here in Oregon. When the city and counties want to get their way, what they do is that they play this game called Let's Hurt the People. No, it's not a game show, but it might as well be. But what they do is that they cut fire, police, and any other services that directly affect people. I mean, because when you get right down to it, what good does it do to, all right, well, we're going to cut down 25% of the motor pool. Well, you see fewer state vehicles on the road, but that doesn't really impact the public. So what Obama is doing is he's shutting down a lot of services and parks and things that are directly important to the American people, including, unfortunately, some of the parks that he's been shutting down has actually been causing financial harm to businesses that either have private businesses on federal land or you have to go on federal land to access the business. And one of those businesses that is in Yorktown, which is... Now, here's what I'm saying. I'll get to that article in just a moment, folks. One thing that I'm starting to see, and this is one thing that I think that America is really good for, is, yeah, I mean, don't mess with our football. You do that, you cause a riot. But anything else, whenever the call has come out, Americans have stood up and came together. We came back on a challenge, and this is long before a lot of people's times, when the big satellite dishes were out there, and this was the onset of home satellite TV, and they started scrambling, the network started scrambling the feeds, and they came up with a scrambling method called the video cipher, video cipher 2 device, if you wanted to view those channels on satellite. It took, I think, if memory serves me right, it took about a year and a half before not only did they crack the encryption, but they also designed a chip that would just plug into the video cipher to bypass it. Now, here's what's interesting about this. You're going, okay, big deal. They got away some type of scrambling. The video cipher, again, if I remember right, the encryption that they used, if you took it outside the U.S., you would get in big trouble because of the encryption codes that they did use. Well, we cracked it. Well, here's what's going on now, folks. The president has walked over the line. And by that, I mean that in addition to inconveniencing people by closing down federal parks, okay, what percentage of people are that? You know, you wait for 2 weeks to go to the park. Cause, you know, how long will this last? They are blocking World War II veterans from going to the World War II Memorial Monument. They've actually put up barricades. We can't put barricades around the country to keep people that are not allowed here out, but we can put the manpower to put barricades around the memorials, around the parks. They're even Mount Rushmore. They're even putting up cones to keep people from stopping to viewing Mount Rushmore in South Dakota. I mean, give me a break. And the commander-in-chief, Mr. Weenie, actually the person I dubbed the Big Mouth in the White House, is holding his ground, saying, I will not negotiate. And I'll give Boehner and others kind of credit. They're not backing down either. And I think that's a good thing. They're afraid that on October 17th that we're going to default on our debt. Do it. If you're so afraid that we're going to default on our debt, do it. I mean, how many Americans have defaulted on their debt? I had to declare bankruptcy about 3 years ago. I didn't want to. I can't refi my home because Obama administration changed the rules from 2 years after bankruptcy to 4 years. So go ahead, default on the debt. Let's really shake things up, in my opinion. It's so bad. But here's the thing. Here's a question I want to ask you guys. And send me an email or answer this question on Facebook. Obama is not backing down on Obamacare. He's not willing to delay it a year, although he's given other businesses and other exceptions to people that they to delay implementation for a year. He's allowing that, but he's not backing down on this. I have yet to hear the mainstream media look into it further and ask the question, why? Is it because his name's on it, Obamacare? You know, don't forget, we have over 2,000 pages of the bill, and we have these representatives, and these are the people that have got us into this problem, folks. And I wish you'd take names. We need to keep track of these people when it comes up to re-election, to not re-elect them. Those people and anybody else that we put in office who has not read the bill needs to be fired. Because this is the reason why we have Obamacare right now. This is the reason why we're going through this shutdown right now. This is the reason why people, the uninformed, or the people that voted for this, the people that wanted, give me my free Obama phone, is why we have this. There are more and more people nowadays that don't want to get into politics. And again, this is also why we have this. They're not getting involved. Now we have a problem. And there's one of the problems that everybody's going to have. You're not getting away from this, folks, because as Harry Reid says, it is now the law. It is the law of the land. That is what Obamacare is. The only choice of getting away from it is to defund it and delay it. Here's the other thing. This is my prediction. This has been my prediction all along, and it's starting to hold true, is a lot of these little bills get passed. I'm going to go back to Oregon for a second. We had in Multnomah County, we had what was called the iTax, and it was to help fund schools and other things. In Portland, Oregon, they had what's called the arts tax, which anybody over 18 that has a job has to pay $35 per year for the arts tax. All great ideas, right? Except for when the bill came due. Then it's like, what the hell is this? And that's when people started rallying up and saying it's a bad idea. And like in Multnomah County, the iTax, they got rid of it. The arts tax in Portland is now coming up for another vote because people decided that this is stupid. Well, here's what's going on with the Obamacare. As you probably know, that as of October 1st, the exchanges and Obamacare started taking effect. Well, due to technical glitches, the exchanges in not just Washington, but also in various states, the system's been crashing. Well, in addition, people are really starting to find out that, like we've been saying for a long time, hey, Obamacare is not free. Well, here's what I'd like you to do, folks. And I'll put a link on the Facebook page. If you want the link, you're going to have to go to Facebook to get it. Is that Kaiser Medical came out with a tool that will estimate how much your contribution to Obamacare is based on what state you're in, your income, how many children, et cetera, that you have. And it will tell you basically how much, you know, what your insurance is going to be and how much it's going to cost you. Because remember, I've been saying ever since they talked about Obamacare, that in 2016, once Obamacare goes into full effect, if you don't have qualifying health insurance, meaning it has to be qualified for what the government is requiring, it can cost you up to $2,100 or 2% of your income if you are not within the federal poverty range that they are allowing. That's a lot of money. I don't have it. Do you? Even when you look at how much it costs for insurance, I've heard estimates as low as $90 per month all the way up to $400, $500, $600 per month. Well, if you are making minimum wage, which you may qualify for the federal subsidy, again, the word subsidy, that having to put out $20 a month can be a push. In this economy, in this recession, yes, we are still in a recession, that $20 is a lot of money. Look what happened when gas got up to about $5 a gallon. People were literally having to make the decision between eating and putting fuel in their tanks. Well, I'm sorry, public transportation doesn't always work. Even here in Eugene, to go from one end of Eugene to the other, even in traffic, you can make it in 20 minutes. The same route by bus is an hour and a half. Plus, you have to walk in the weather depending where you live, et cetera, et cetera. So, again, public transportation is not always an acceptable alternative means. It also, too, is that some of us, like myself, who doesn't work a traditional schedule, I have to work on holidays. A lot of people have to work on holidays. Some people work at nights. The buses don't run 24/7. The buses don't run on some holidays. How are you supposed to get to work if that's your sole transportation? So that kind of goes along with the argument. Well, you know, you don't have to take your car. Well, in some cases you do. Sorry. But where I'm going with all that is the expense is people are going to figure out very quickly, and this will probably happen after the around April, between January and April, when taxes come due, that, you know, like myself, I depend on my refund to pay my property taxes, and that's no secret. Couldn't pay it last year. I paid it finally. It took me 6 months to do it and $300 in penalties. But I always rely on my tax refund to pay my property taxes. Well, if I don't have health insurance, or, you know, again, qualifying health insurance, then in 2016, I may not get any tax return or tax refund because the Obamacare penalty will go out and I still won't have insurance. If you recall, that was one of the arguments that President Obama made in 2008 when he was debating with Hillary Clinton, is that the, you know, people will wind up under Hillary Clinton's plan, people will wind up paying for health insurance and still not have health insurance. And he claimed that under his program that wouldn't happen. Well, here we are. We got the exact program that President Obama, or Mr. Obama at the time, was trying to put Hillary down. Well, in fact, come to think of it, Obama said a lot of things to that he's kind of turned 180 on us right now. Here's the audio from that interview.
That's been out there. Now, I have no objection to Senator Clinton thinking that her approach is superior, but the fact of the matter is that if, as we've heard tonight, we still don't know how Senator Clinton intends to enforce a mandate, and if we don't know the level of subsidies that she's going to provide, then you can have a situation, which we're seeing right now in the state of Massachusetts, where people are being fined for not having purchased health care, but choose to accept the fine because they still can't afford it, even with the subsidies. And they are then worse off. They then have no health care and are paying a fine above and beyond that. That is a genuine difference between myself and Senator Clinton. And the last point I would make is the insurance companies actually are happy to have a mandate. The insurance companies don't mind making sure that everybody has to purchase their product. And that's not something they're objecting to. The question is, are we going to make sure that it is affordable for everybody? And that's my goal.
Okay, so how is that different than from the Obamacare plan, I ask you? Except for the fact that instead of the Massachusetts being a fine, the Supreme Court rewrote the law and made it a tax. And that's why the IRS is getting involved in it, because, again, if you don't pay it, just like owing any other tax. Now, here's the other thing, too. Okay, it's bad enough if you can't afford Obamacare, but if you're like some people that adjust their deductible so they get more money in their paycheck because they try to make it, the ideal way really is to make it so you don't owe any money and you don't get any money back. If you know how to play the game right, you can do that. Okay, so let's say you're one of those that you claim the maximum amount of deductions, and now all of a sudden you find out, oh, I don't have health care, or my health care doesn't qualify. I owe a penalty now. Where am I going to get an extra $2,000? Well, congratulations, you're now on the IRS payment plan. If you don't pay it, the IRS is going to collect it. The IRS is going to charge interest. The IRS is a group you don't want to mess with. And that's what I see coming. But as I said earlier on the onset, people are getting fairly upset and they're starting to gang together. And although I haven't heard anything officially yet out of the White House regarding these groups, like, for example, what we've been talking about And a couple shows ago, we talked about the truckers that shut down America, how it gained on this program alone during our broadcast 1,700 likes and went from 3,000 when I first saw it in 1 week to over 80,000. It got shut down. Their Twitter account got shut down, but that didn't stop them. All that did is cause other people to pick up the cause and for other sites to spring up. The million, vets, World War II vets being locked out, has also created another march in addition to the truckers that shut down America, which, by the way, happens this weekend, this coming weekend, from the 11th through the 13th. In addition, on Sunday, October 13th, is the Million Vet March, where they're marching to the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. On top of that, we have the groups joining them, joining the truckers and joining the march. We have the overpasses for impeach Obama group joining them. The biker rally, which happened on 9/11, they're planning to join the Million Vet March. In other words, Washington, D.C. is going to be pretty crowded this weekend. Here's the sad thing. The people in the White House are going to be looking out the windows, although some, you know, because it's a weekend, you know, a lot of them are going to be, you know, gone. But even still, the ones that are there, including Obama, is going to be looking out his window and going, isn't that cute? They'll be gone by Monday. Don't worry about it. We don't care. There's nothing they can do. Protest all you want. There's nothing you can do. Send your cards and letters, folks. There's nothing you can do. When you get right down to it, you know, unless the president has committed treason and is charged with treason, there's nothing you can do. He's there. And that's just the way it is. It's the way our system is. That's why we need to relook at our system. And they're saying that the Constitution should be a living Constitution. I disagree. Our Constitution should be following the laws. In fact, if we were following the laws in many areas, we wouldn't be running into the problems that we're running into. And other stories are starting to show up, too. Like, for example, I'm having trouble with my computer. Flash is crashing on me a little bit, which is slowing things down. This is by the Philadelphia CBS affiliate. Runner fined $100 at Valley Forge amid government shutdown. Basically, he parked his car by a park, and he said he didn't see any signs or anything like that and went for a run. When he came back, there was two rangers there with their lights going and fined him $100 for jogging on the federal property. As I started to allude earlier, Yorktown, this is being called the Battle of Yorktown. Restaurant owner defies feds. And this is from Fox News, by the way. And it says that this park owner or this restaurant owner has been given 48 hours to pack up and move out. The restaurant owner on Jamestown Island said they had to close the restaurant after the National Park Service blocked access to the island. And the owner, who has at least 20 long-time employees, which are going to be facing unemployment, going to have to be told that, hey, you're laid off for a little while. Well, as he points out, is that the government may shut me down, but I still have to pay for insurance and bills and everything else that goes along with it. And he got to thinking about that, and he says, you know what? Screw it. He says, I am keeping the business open. He says, I'm not going to do it. He said, let Obama come down and tell my employees that they are not going to have a job. And so we'll see how that goes. Welcome to the program, caller.
It's me. Hi. How are you?
Hi. How you doing? Welcome to the program.
I'm doing terrible, to be honest with you, but we won't get to that.
Yes.
I just thought I'd call and talk until the phone gave up. I haven't heard much of what you want. Should have stayed on and listened longer, but you're talking about Obama?
Oh, always. Right now I'm just telling them about you got to have something to talk about. It's called the Battle of Yorktown, which a restaurant owner defies feds by keeping his restaurant open after being told to shut down because of the taxes his business people have to go on federal lands. So he's defying the order and telling them to...
well, they had to go across federal land in order to get to his restaurant?
Exactly.
And they decided they could shut him down because of that?
Yep.
That's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous. It's a private business, right?
Exactly.
Well, this whole thing I'm afraid I'm upset as much with the Republicans as I am with the Democrats, and I think they're all being stupid because there is no necessity. God, I can't talk either. I'm so furious about my computer that I can't do anything. But anyway, there's no necessity for them to shut this stuff down. There's no call for it at all.
Well, the only call for it.
They're both stubborn.
Right. The only call for it is that they're trying to do the best they can. In fact, in the news the other day, park rangers were interviewed, and their orders were to make it as inconvenient and as uncomfortable to the general public as possible.
Well, that's the name of the game. That's the only reason
right.
for doing it. But the thing is, they're both doing it. It's the president and the Republicans, well, all three, and the Democrats. The president and the Democrats are one and the same in this particular case. But they're being, because it's stupid. You know, they're not trying, they're trying to put something in there that wasn't there. Let's face it, whatever you want to call it, Bill, makes you feel good, Bill, or something,
right.
free phone. It's
yeah,
passed. It's there.
Yeah.
It's there. It's been passed. It's been passed the House, it's the Senate, and the whatever. It's three different things that's already passed. And for the Republicans to decide they want to get upset about it now, it's too late. It's absolutely too late. Now what you've got to do, and this whole thing boils down to the fact that we've got to get the American people off their dead ass and vote. And vote all of these people out. We need to clean house. And I mean really clean house. Huh?
Well, you probably missed this part. There are, as we've talked in the program before, we have the truckers that shut down America rally on March, October 11th through 13th, which is the overpasses to impeach America or to impeach Obama is also joining them. In addition, this just came out yesterday, the Million Vet March is going to be marching on D.C. October 13th in protest of the veterans being blocked off at the World War II Memorial. And the bikers, the Million Biker Run that happened on 9/11, they're also reassembling to make a run again on the 13th to support the World War II vets being locked out. So it's going to, like I said, it's going to be pretty crowded in D.C. this weekend.
Well, it's my only problem is that doesn't really accomplish anything.
No,
All Obama has to do is just stay indoors.
All that's going to do is they're just going to look out the windows and go, isn't that cute? The peasants are rioting, and they'll all be gone back to their little job Monday.
Right.
And it's effective.
Okay.
They don't care.
Okay, we're at a point right now that we can do something that means something. We're very close to tax time.
Right.
Don't pay your taxes. Simply withhold your taxes.
No, what's going to happen, okay, because you don't want to get in trouble. What's going to happen is that people are suffering.
No, it's time that's – oh, well, wait a minute. It's time we start getting in trouble. We are through – we should be off our butt and doing something that's going to be bad. It's going to make people upset. What was that sound?
Well, something that is going to happen as people are finding out the sticker shock from Obamacare, and they're soon going to find out, you know, within a year or two, if you ignore it, it's not going away, and you're going to be taxed at the end of the year. And people are going to be caught financially short. And you're going to have a ton of Americans or a ton of people that are just going to go, I don't have the money. People are already saying that it's costing them more for insurance under the Obama plan, and I don't have $50 or $90 or whatever it is more to pay for this health insurance. I don't have it. That's why I don't have the money. That's why I don't have insurance.
Right, right. Well, the thing is, the whole thing is very simple. We've got to get rid of some people here. And
right.
There are people, see, Obama has sat back and he's decided he can do anything he wants to do. And he doesn't have to go by the law. He doesn't have to obey the laws, any of them. And he doesn't have to obey the Constitution. He just does what he wants to do. And now
right.
We've got the Republicans in there who have decided, okay, we're going to stop him no matter what. And so now we've got this is our federal government has run amok, and we've got to get them out of here. I mean, we've got to
totally
do something
about
changing it.
I totally agree with you. In fact, a point that I was making is that we wouldn't be dealing with this right now if those people that represent us, quote unquote, would, for one, have read the bill. If they would have done their job and debated and gone through this thing like they're supposed to, we wouldn't have to deal with it. In fact, the question that I asked earlier in the program, Cliff, is Obama is hanging on to this tooth and nails. I haven't heard, and maybe you have, I haven't heard anybody talk about this on mainstream media about why. Why is he not willing to give in and at least put Obamacare off for another year so we can look at it?
Well, he basically, to a certain extent, has. He has set it aside a little bit. Why should he? He won. He shouldn't have to do anything. It's
yeah.
The Republicans are the ones who've got to make these concessions now. See, we've got Obama's on the air every other day now, talking about how he's so willing to talk, so willing to sit down at the table and negotiate and talk and see what the other people have to say. He doesn't talk though. He only negotiates if you say things his way. He does this, and he's done this all the time he's been in office. This is nothing new, and so consequently, you aren't accomplishing anything. And now we've got the Republicans that are digging in, and they're saying basically the same thing. It's our government has gone astray. We've got to get it out of this rut that it's in. And about the only way I can think of getting it out of the rut is to see, we've got 2 years, a little over 2 years, before we can vote them out. And I think we should try voting all of them out. Everybody.
Well, and I have go ahead.
Just get a whole new crew in there to do whatever they're going to do. And make sure, see, one of the things we don't ever do, we don't write letters. If we would write letters to our congressmen, and don't bother writing letters to the president, he's not going to read them, he's not going to see them.
Right.
And besides, he wouldn't care if he did. He's a lame duck. He doesn't care what happens. It's no big thing.
No. Letters do help. Look what it did with Syria.
Right. That's the thing. The letters do help. And if we'd get a massive campaign, all these people who are riding their bikes and doing their marching and doing this and that, if they would sit down and write letters. Now, the thing is, I would like to see everybody write a letter and then send it every day. The same letter can be sent.
Yep, and apparently Cliff's battery died or whatever. But yeah, like Cliff was saying, you send letters and you let him know. Don't just sit back and, you know, yeah, the protests and everything, the little rallies, I mean, it's starters. Don't get me wrong. They're not totally worthless or a waste of time. They are starters, especially when you get several million people to show up and just go, hey, we're not happy. We're looking at you. You're starting to affect our lives. Here's something, by the way, let me get out the phone number real quick here, 646-721-9887. If you are one of the 3,000, literally, of the folks that do listen to us on the archives, and you would like to comment, again, Facebook is a good place to do it. You can also send it to us at talk@krbnradio.com, comment on any of these topics that we talk about or add your own. We're always glad to hear from you. Any suggestions that you have, we're not going away anytime soon, so forget that one. But one thing I wanted to point out, too, and talk about taking names, here's an interesting article, and this is from NBCNewYork.com. There were, as you know, that as I mentioned earlier, that you know some of the places were fenced off, denying access to people. Even some places that don't, they're just open spaces. They don't require anybody to really be there, have been fenced off. The National Mall in Washington, D.C. was fenced off until recently. Okay, you can read into it however you want to read into this, folks. But the, I'm going to pronounce it wrong, Camerio Americano March for Dignity and Respect was held at the National Mall in Washington, D.C., even though it was closed for the government shutdown. But apparently it was opened for some reason to allow this gathering. And what it was it was, again, more illegals trying to convince to convince more of the immigration reform and the path to citizenship, etc. What's really interesting, besides the fact that they were allowed to gather in an area where we are not as U.S. citizens, was the fact that there was, trying to get a count here, and I'm trying to do three things at once, folks. In addition to 200 demonstrators that were refused to move and were arrested around 4 p.m. and charged with crowding, obstructing, and incommoding, whatever that is, there were also congressmen that were there that were arrested. They were Representative John Lewis, Democrat of Georgia, Representative Keith Ellison, Democrat of Minnesota, Representative Paul, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name, Democrat Representative of Arizona, Representative Joseph Crawley, Democrat New York, Al Green, Democrat Texas, Representative Louis Guttridge, Democrat Illinois, Representative James Swarovski, Democrat Illinois, and Representative Charlie Rangel, Democrat New York, were all arrested for being at this rally in support of immigration reform and the path to citizen. In fact, D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray fired up the crowd yelling, "We're not going to stop until this is done, ladies and gentlemen." Again, isn't it interesting? And here's another point. We wouldn't be having this discussion if we enforced our laws. 646-721-9887 if you'd like to chime in on this. If you agree or disagree with me, give me a call. But America's changing. And Americans are getting fed up. They're getting fed up with, here's another one for you. While speaking of illegal immigration, guess who is immune from Obamacare? Illegal immigrants. Every U.S. citizens will have to pay a penalty. We have to sign up for it. Like Rush Limbaugh says, you know, we're trying to get people out of the shadows. Well, let's put people back in. He says he'd like to go in the shadows. And then you're not, you don't have to deal with all this. Let's see if we can get Cliff on the line here again. See if I can go ahead and open up the mic and say, as we're marching the little what-do-you-do thing, go around and around and around, and everything's going slow as we're trying to connect here. 646-721-9887, unless you want to just hear me rant and rave for another 50 minutes, I can do that. But anyways, the point is, like Rush Limbaugh was saying, I want to go back in the shadows. I'm not required to have Obamacare. I'm not required to do this. I'm not required to pay taxes. Some illegal aliens do not want to come forward. As they said, why? I'm making $13 an hour. Why do I want to pay taxes out of that? I'm making changes here. Hopefully you don't lose you. Anyway, 646-721-9887. How do you feel about Obamacare and how it's going? How do you feel about the government shutdown? How's it affected you? Have you been in an area where you've been inconvenienced by the government shutdown? Do you care if we default on our debt? How do you feel about that? 646-721-9887. Do you feel that that Boehner and them, they should give in to the president? Here's a question I also want to put out there for people, and this is Rush Limbaugh. He's saying asking the question, and it says in his article, he's asking the question very honestly, has this been the most dishonest president ever? I mean, there's been others that have done stuff. We have Nixon, you know, what did he do? He did nothing compared to what's going on. Clinton, But this is one of the first presidents that I can remember that has really challenged the Constitution openly, the way Obama has. So, Rush Limbaugh asked a very good point. You know, how do you feel about that? Do you trust Obama? If he was allowed to run again, would you vote for him again? Have you been able to sign up for the Obamacare banks, the exchange? Have you been able to get through? How do you feel? Can you afford it? Send us a note. Let us know how you feel. In other headlines, Pentagon freezes death benefits for fallen soldiers. Well, an update on that they actually did pass an amendment and getting the checks out. But even still, the fact that they'd even be included is kind of insulting. Has the scare tactics continue? Waiting for Chrome to update. Chrome is supposedly a faster browser, but it has a habit of, if you don't use it for a few minutes, it blanks out the page. And Flash is acting up on this computer, so everything's going slow, and so I'm seeing a bunch of blanks. Anyway, the other groups, by the way, I get mixed feelings about this group. I think in a way they're kind of interesting. They're called Anonymous, the group Anonymous. They plan a million mask march on Washington, but they're planning that for November 5th, 2013. That should be interesting. Don't know why that they're planning to march. They just say that they are. And one thing definitely that government found out the hard way, if I remember correctly, is that you don't mess with these guys because you get them upset. It's like getting a bunch of programmers upset. You want your websites to go down, get them upset, they'll bring them down. Denial of service attacks or whatever on the computer systems. Even the IRS tried challenging them one time, and, they crashed the system. So, careful who you pick on. It may come back and bite you. So lots going on. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Again, I would take names. And with the age of the computers, people, in addition to Blog Talk Radio and Facebook, you know, despite what Facebook, if they don't like you, they'll shut you down or put you in Facebook jail. Take names. One of the biggest powers that we have is the power of the vote. The best thing that we can do as Americans is exercise the right to vote. To when these people come up for re-election, to vote no. Don't let people forget. We have, and I've been doing that locally here. We had in 2007 a couple Wayne County commissioners that went ahead and we voted no on a tax, and this is the honest God truth, folks. They actually came out and acted this anyways, and they said that sometime the will or the need is greater than the will of the people. I kid you not. And they went ahead and enacted that tax anyways. One of the commissioners, I can't remember the guy's name at the time, came out and said that he's never in the history of his service with the county seen people so mad. Well, that's what it takes. Well, they gathered enough signatures in a very short time to put it on the ballot, but they also did the usual thing like Obama's doing now. It's for the kids. This is a cure-all for our roads. This will fix everything. And so people fell for it and voted in favor for it. But the whole point is that this group of three commissioners, which I have on my blog site, one of them is coming up again for his ninth year, and I'm putting it out there to remind people, do you want this guy back in? This is how much of respect he has for your opinion. When we come together as a collective and vote, and we say no, and you do it anyways, that's a total slap on the face. So the best thing we can do, besides sending cards and letters, the best thing that we can do is remember that. And don't put him back in the office. That's the best thing we can do. But unfortunately, people have short memories, and the ones that do go in and vote go, oh, hey, this name sounds familiar. Don't know anything about him. But I think I've heard something about them on the news. I haven't looked into it. Well, unless you're like 1% or whatever percentage of Americans that do not have access to the internet, you have no excuse now. And when you do access the internet, don't just go by the sound bites. Don't fall for the sound bites. They'll tell you anything to get elected. Look at our president. It's out there. Look at what he said in 2008. Look at what he said in 2012. Look at what he promised. He's the great used car salesman. Like the audio I played earlier today, we got now what he was against. He will tell you anything to get elected. Most of them will. And unfortunately, people fall for it. Especially like when it comes down to, well, if you vote for this, it's for the children, people. It's for our kids. Obama played that game recently as well. Just before the government shut down, as he wanted to encourage people to write to congressmen and encourage them to pass the debt ceiling, you could see Obama giving his speech, and in the background, and to each side of him, with a couple people in coveralls to make it look like, you know, oh, we have regular people showing up here. So number one, those are the cleanest pair of coveralls I've ever seen on all three of those people, one on each side and one behind him. Number two, if you were seriously invited to go and stand on the same podium as the president giving a speech, you know, I mean, you could be from Joe's Garage or whatever. Yeah, put on a clean pair of coveralls. Are you going to literally show up in a pair of coveralls with the president? I mean, give me a break. I mean, talk about putting on a show. Hey, look at all these people back here. They support me. Yeah, right. Then, in addition to that, of course, I joke that, because of the sequester that the Secret Service is having to double up on their jobs by getting a second job as an auto mechanic to pay the bills. Ha-ha. Then, of course, to try and get the teary-eyed thing, please, we must get Obamacare going. He brings his children on the podium and talks about how, thanks to Obamacare, birth control, contraceptive control would be available for his children. First of all, they're already exempt from Obamacare requirements. Secondly, I mean, come on, you stoop so low that you bring your kids in and try to do the sympathy thing. I mean, Obama, you're wealthy. Your kids are going to be wealthy as well. They're not going to live the life of an average American. They don't even go to the average school. And probably never have. And you're going, but if we pass this, do Bill Clinton, as if we pass this, Obamacare, my children will benefit from it, just like your children. Just makes you sick. But you know what? Just like the people that there are people out there, unfortunately, there are people out there that fall for that. There are people around here that fall for that. And it's really sad that that happens. And that's the people that don't do their homework. I hate to say it. You have to do your homework. I mean, don't just listen to what we say or what Limbaugh says or whoever. Do your homework. And then vote. If you're not going to do your homework, don't vote. I would rather have you not show up and not vote than to show up and vote for something that you have totally no information about. Because you're not doing anybody else any good. All you're doing is creating more, well, oh, hey, this sounds good. I'm reading what the pamphlet says. Do you look it up?
No.
Why not? Don't have the time. Did you have time for football?
Yeah.
You don't have time to go on the internet and spend a half hour and read about these bills?
No.
Then you're an idiot. That's why, you know, we have to, that's why we get people like this.
I love these members that get up and say, read the bill. What good is reading the bill if it's 1,000 pages and you don't have 2 days and two lawyers to find out what it means after you read the bill?
Why read the bill? Hey, I got a great idea. We hired you to read the bill, right? You're getting a paycheck as part of your job as reading the bill. That was John Converse, by the way. He's like, if you don't have time to read the bill, then don't vote on it. If people don't have time, if the majority of people down there don't have time to go through it like they were supposed to. Remember, one of the original concepts of our House of Representatives was to create a debate when something was introduced? Not just create these very short time limits where they don't have time to really tear it apart and look at it. Not to create over 2,000 pages of a bill that almost is physically impossible. I mean, how long does it take you to read a book of 2,000 pages? Much more legalese. Individually, that'd be horrible. I wouldn't want to do it. I definitely couldn't do it over the weekend. That's why we have a staff. That's why they have staff to go through and read the damn thing and to summarize it. Do they do that? No. Well, you're definitely not doing a disservice. But then again, why should they? Here's Nancy Pelosi.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Away from the fog of the controversy. So you have to pass the bill to know what's in it. Have you ever heard of a more stupid statement? I mean, would you go and sign any contract? I mean, okay, here's one for you. Most people have a cell phone. Most cell phones have a 2-year contract. A lot of people go in there, they sign the contract, and, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, fine. Hey, look, I get a free phone with this. No, you don't. All I have to do is sign it for a 2-year contract. I get a free phone. Nope, sorry. If you add it all up, you're paying for that phone 3 or 4 times over. But here's the thing. Let's take this scenario, okay? You go ahead and sign up. You get the latest phone along with it, you know, your iPhone 5 or whatever. the Galaxy 4, and something happens. You lose your job. Well, a lot of data plans out there is going to cost anywhere from $60 to $100, depending on what you got. If it's a smartphone, I'll take Verizon, for example, because I know about that one. For a regular flip phone, maybe $30, $40. If you have a smartphone, you're required to have the data plan, next to $20, $30, depending on the type of data plan you take. Okay, something happens. You lose your job. You're cutting back on expenses. You're barely making ends meet. And you look at that smartphone that you have there, and you say, honey, we need to get rid of the smartphones. We can't afford them anymore. I mean, when you look at it, you know, regular phone service, you know, $20, $30 a month, now you're looking at $80 to $150, depending on your data, on your plan, or your family plan, or whichever. So you go to your local cell phone store, and you say, I can't afford this anymore. Okay, I'll give you a real-life scenario here. I'm not going to say the name of the company, but I got into a two-year contract, and I did it on the family plan and with two cell phones. And the family member decided that they wanted to move out, and they never paid for any of it. Well, the company allowed me to suspend that phone number for about 6 months for a nice little $9 a month fee, and with the condition that it would extend my two-year contract to 2 years and 6 months. Well, I'm coming up towards the end of that six-month period, and I have a choice. The cheapest plan that they have for that phone is $80 a month. Or I can buy out the contract for $320. I'm stuck with the bill. I can choose not to pay it. They'll put me on collection. Same thing. People go into these contracts. They don't read it. They don't understand it. Or they go, hey, I can get this really neat phone for just signing up for a contract. I get it for free. Yeah. And then when things happen, they find out the reality. This is what's going on with Obamacare. This is what's going on. You got a representative, or you got people in Washington, D.C., like Nancy Pelosi saying, you know, you have to pass the bill to know what's in it. John Converse, you know, why read the bill? Well, here we are. We have Obamacare. As people are taking the time when they can get on the exchanges, or they're trying to figure out, H&R Block last year started to tell people how much the penalty would be on their taxes if they didn't have insurance. But people still don't get it because it doesn't affect them directly yet. But as of October 1st, the law went into effect requiring you, not asking you, but requiring you to have health care. And it has to be the level of health care that they are telling you that you have to have. And as Obama pointed out, the insurance companies love it. It's great. They love the thing. They're the ones that are making out. But you, the general public, unless you're illegally in this country, you're going to find out that your expenses just went up. Unless you come under the federal poverty level. And here's the other thing. While I'm ranting and raving, here's the other thing that kind of gets me too. How many times have you gone and applied for a loan or applied for some service, even like food stamps, and been told you make too much money? You could be told, you could be unemployed for 6 months and still have been making too much money because that, they go off your gross. Well, same thing here. Under Obamacare, is you can go, you're allowed 3 months of not working to avoid the penalty. Over that, then you have to have insurance. of some sort. Again, it has to be qualifying. I keep using that word, qualifying. Anyway, 30 minutes remaining in the program. 646-721-9887. I'd love you to call into the program. Again, follow us on Facebook. Might even get up on working on Twitter. This tweet might tweet. Anyways, if we get a lot of people that are interested in it, as always, talk at caribbeanradio.com. But right now, if you're listening, you can join us in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/caribbean, or you can join me right now live on the air.
I think I've done that.
You think you've done that? You are back.
I'm here. By golly. Nothing looks right, but I'm here.
You are. You snuck in on me, too.
Yeah.
Okay. That's Cliff, by the way. Welcome back.
Thanks. Have we got, half an hour?
We got about 28 minutes left.
Okay. So anyway, what's happening?
I just went from the protest to ranting about Obamacare and everything's going on. So about pretty much the same as you left.
I'm just really upset about the fact that we're all, what I want to say, are on the same page, but we're on that page differently, something like that. I mean, Obama is stuck on his thing, and it really doesn't make any difference because he's a lame duck and he doesn't make any difference at all. The only thing he's got going for him is because he is the president, the acting president, well, the sitting president, that's the word.
I like the word acting better.
Well, I'm not even sure he's acting very presidential, but anyway, he can get on television when he wants to. That's my point.
Right.
And he can get on there and say whatever he wants to, and he does. He's been on there almost every day for the last week, and he's just on and on and on and about his thing about how this is the law, and it is the law. So we should keep our mouths shut and let it go. And at this particular point, we've only got 2.5 years or somewhere thereabouts, and we can get rid of him. And we should just leave it alone and just let him fool around and destroy the country as much as he has to while he's there. And then the Democrats are going to take the blame for the whole thing when it's all done and over and said and done with. Then what the Republicans need to do is then get their act together and find somebody that's decent to run for the office and a lot of offices. I mean, I know we're not going to just completely clean house and start over again, but we should get pretty close to that and change all of the people. And the thing is, we need to get off of our dead butts and write letters. I mean, letters are not that hard. And you don't have to write them if you don't want to. How do you do things? You talk into a thing and have it convert to writing, right?
Exactly.
And it's
half the time it writes what I say.
Yeah, half the time. But it's not hard to clean it up and fix it up, and then send it out. And you can send the same letter out. In other words, if you're sending a letter out saying that you're upset about what the president's doing, send the same letter out over and over and over. We need to deluge the White House with mail. I mean, because if we can get all these people that are riding bicycles, riding motorcycles, marching, and doing all this thing, we've got a million people doing every one of these things. If we'd send that 3 or 4 million letters out every day, if the White House would get 3 or 4 million letters, they'd start paying attention. And I'll bet you he'd start commenting on it.
Well, and like, you probably missed this part, but like I was saying, too, is to take names. Like for example, I have my own computer problems. Come on, computer, keep up with me. Sometimes I hate computers. Oh, chocolate.
Today, I'm with you.
Yeah. it's how much we rely on it. The Washington Mall, I'm going to go by memory here as I'm waiting for a shockwave to reinstall itself, was closed off to tourists and anybody else because of the government short shutdown. But at the same time, there was a rally at the same location where the barricades were taken down in support of illegal immigration. And I'm trying to get to, Shockley just came back up again, so I'll give you more of the details on that. But what was kind of interesting about that, and this is why I'm saying taking names, come on, computer. Must be the government. Is that I believe about half dozen of the representatives were also at that rally and were arrested, which I thought was kind of interesting. In fact, okay, now I'm falling back up. Congressmen that were arrested, I'll read the names off again, was Representative John Lewis, Democrat of Georgia, Representative Keith Ellison, Democrat of Minnesota, Representative Paul, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name, Democrat Arizona, Representative Joseph Crawley, Democrat New York, Representative Al Green, Democrat Texas, Representative Louis Guthridge, Democrat Illinois, Representative Jan Schwalski, Democrat Illinois, and Representative Charlie Engel, Democrat New York, with the D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray all firing up the crowd yelling, "We're not going to stop until this is done, ladies and gentlemen." Well, as you just pointed out, and this is why I'm bringing it up again, if we would have followed, you know, they're arguing, well, it's the law, get over it. So is our borders. As one, I mean, I keep, you know, throwing that in there as well, is that if the law would have been followed, we wouldn't be having these rallies. If people would have read, a representative would have read the bill and done their job, followed the laws that they're required to do, we wouldn't be having this discussion right now.
Well, even if they don't read it, the thing is, it is a law. It has passed all of the law provisions to make it a law. And so we don't have to read it anymore. Just go with it. Right. And then the thing is, you're not going to change it now. That's just all there is to it. And so consequently, you're going to have to wait until you get a new president, and the new president is going to have to go about making the changes to the law or to get rid of the law entirely. They're not going to get rid of the law because it's taken them too many years to pass some sort of a law to get health care mm-hmm. through. And they've worked on this for years and years and years, and that's Democrats and Republicans alike. So they're not going to get rid of it entirely. But they're going to have to go through and try to change it so that more people are happy with it. But until you can get in and do that, you need to keep your mouth shut and just go about your way. This business of shutting down the government and doing this and doing that, first of all, I don't think you're going to. I know we only have, 9 days left or something like that. I don't think it's going to go that far. Somebody's going to give in somewhere, and we're going to continue going on. Right. This business also, however, I'm really upset about the fact that we've got this president who has decided it's okay to continue the government, a CR, with the continuing resolution, and go for 30 days or 90 days or whatever, and little clumps at a time. This is destroying our government. It's destroying our people. It's destroying jobs. People are not getting jobs because they can't get a job full time, because you're in trouble with the tax people if you're full time. You don't want to fire anybody full time anymore. So consequently, people are being fired and let go and cut down to part time work.
Right.
And that's hurting our.
Shutdown is being so blown out of shape, anyways. I mean, only 17% of the government has been shut down. If you want to get right down to it, by law they can't default on a lot of their programs. And besides, what would actually happen if they did default? I mean, the only people they're going to upset really is China.
Well, wait a minute now. They're defaulting on everyone. That's not true. There's an awful lot of people in the United States that the government has borrowed from, and they're not going to get paid. The government has bought things from people in the United States, and they're not going to get paid. And so, consequently, there's hundreds of businesses that are going to be out of luck because they're not going to get their money. And consequently, their people are not going to get paid. And it's,
I hate to say it, then maybe so be it. Because we've gone for how long without a budget? 4 or 5 years?
Well, that's different than the shutdown.
Right.
I mean, not having a budget.
We've come close to the government shutdown. We actually shut down the government a couple of times in history, but we come, we keep coming around to this. They don't sit down. They don't put their budget in. And again, if they're doing their job up there, all this could be avoided.
Again, that's the president. We've got a president who doesn't want to bother to do things the legal way. He's above and beyond the law. He can do anything he wants to, and he thinks he can get away with it. And so, but at this particular time, he's done it for so long, and done so much of it, that why are we worried about it? We've got 2 years, 2.5 years, and then we can get him the hell out of there. He's a lame duck. He's not going to do much of anything. He can really make a mess of things. That's true, but he can only do it for 2 more years, and then we can go in God help whoever goes in and follows his administration, because he's going to work his butt off trying to put things back in order and make things work again, if we ever do. But the thing is, he is hurting a lot of people right now. There are a lot of people who are not being able to work. Like you say, the guy with whose restaurant is you have to cross federal lands to get to his restaurant. People who are working up in federal timberlands. We had a lot of people in this part of the state that are working in federal timberlands, and they can't go there and work because of federal timberlands. And so it's a huge amount of money that people are not making. And I believe personally that you should be having money set aside for situations like this, but you shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have a president who's playing with people's lives so much. And it's not just, a few people. I mean, you've got the people that are not being paid, they're government employees, yes, but there's a huge amount of people that are not government employees that are still being affected by this.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard on a lot of people because they just don't have the money. Most people are not expecting the government to beat up on them. They're expecting the government to be on their side, and it's not.
Well, and that's just a fallacy that, I mean, you would assume, especially, I don't know if they, well, when you and I were growing up, I'm going to say that because who knows what they teach in schools nowadays. We were taught that we the people, that the government is the people, and the whole purpose of the government is, for the protection of the people.
But that's not the way this president thinks of it. He is the government. He can do what he wants to. He doesn't have to care about the rest of the world. And the thing is, you got to get somebody like that out of there, if that's what's going to happen, and I'm going to make a hell of a lot of people unhappy. But if that's going to happen when we get a black guy in the presidency, then we need to get him out of there immediately and not put any more in, because that's a big mistake.
Well, I agree. And that's really, you hit, you made a really good point. And that's really what's sad is because, back in 2008, yes, there were some people that voted for Obama because of his skin color, but a lot of people voted because they liked what he had to say. They wanted to change. They were willing to give him an opportunity. And
well, I think personally we need to do something to convince people that you can't lie in a campaign. Just because you're a politician, that doesn't give you free speech. I mean, freedom to lie and say whatever you want to say. We've got to put some sort of our society has to have some morals, and we're losing them.
Well, I totally agree with you, but the point that I'm making is that we've been bitten. Are we going to? What was it? When was Herman Cain running? Was that 08 or 12?
08.
08. Okay, so we were considering even Herman Cain, he's a black guy, as a president. Now, in our next presidential election, we get somebody of color or different race up there. Are people going to take another chance? I mean,
we are all different race. We're all different.
Yeah, we're all
Americans. Yeah, and so consequently, you can't really say it that way. Believe me, I'd rather have had Hillary Clinton in here than what we got. It's just that he's making things so bad, and he's making so life so bad, and for his own race, he's destroying any possibility that the black people have of doing anything in the future,
right,
for a long, long, long time.
Well, the same thing too. I mean, if an Asian person ran, I mean, I don't know. I guess it's the thing that the whole point is, it doesn't matter black, white, or polka dot. Is it on the Bushes or Clintons or anybody else that was president? If you criticize them or even made fun of them, it was one thing. You do that with Obama, you're racist.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. He is destroying it for his own race, and it is just his own race. If he's not Chinese, so consequently, you can make fun of a Chinese man, and they don't say anything. But the fact is, he's taking it personally, and he doesn't say, and he says over and over and over again that he doesn't take it personally. But he's making it personal. That's just all there is to it.
Exactly, I totally agree with you.
It's really sad. I think he's done more to destroy our country than anybody we've had in there in maybe ever.
And that's what's really sad, you know, because America, you know, they took the chance, and I hate to make it sound that way, of electing, you know, the first black president.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it was great times that you were thinking, oh, hey, we moved beyond race. We've grown up enough to move beyond skin color. And he is going down in history, in my opinion, as the worst president we've ever had.
Yep, I believe. I agree with that. And in a lot of different ways. He takes things too personal, and you can tell it by the way he goes on television, the way he looks, and the way his jaw is set. He's thoroughly acting on a personal vendetta, and he's upset, and he's we need to get him out of there as quickly as possible, but we can't sit back and do what we're doing, you and I, with this radio program. We've got to try to convince people to write letters. That's the thing. That's, I don't know of any other way, and they can be emails, I suppose, because the email, the White House does have email and does look at it. And the different, I was going to say governor, but the senators and the representatives, they have emails. And it's not that difficult with a computer to send to all of the different representatives. There's what, 435 of them or something like that altogether?
Okay.
And,
I think it's 405 or something. I don't know the exact number.
Well, there's yeah. Anyway, it's enough that we can send it out and send it over and over and over again, because just deluge them with the amount of mail. It can be the same thing. It doesn't have to be different either. It can be the same old thing. But that's where I would like to see actual earthbound snail mail go, because you can just bury them in it.
Right. Well, and it's not that hard to find your representative, too, thanks to this fad that Al Gore put together called the Internet.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, and we need to send it to a lot of people, not just the president, but we need to send it to your individual people here in different states. Send it to them, too, because they're going to, if they start getting these emails about how unhappy we are, then... Of course, the thing is, we should probably sit down and look again. When they take these polls and put them on television, it's about 60-40 or 50-50. People are unhappy. A lot of people are not that unhappy as we are, but a lot of people are.
Well, the other thing, too, that you need to do is that when you send in a letter, even when you just, because I've done this before, I've sent a letter, even just asking a question, you get a form letter back that says, thank you very much for writing, and I feel blah, 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 blah. And it has nothing to do with what your letter was. Send it back to them and going, hey, that's really great and all fine and everything, but how about answering my question? And then make a list of that, and remember that next time that they, you know, that they come up for election.
Yeah.
That I mean, obviously, they probably never saw the letter. It's their staff or whatever. But even still, just like we were talking.
But the thing is, if we send it over and over and over again, sooner or later, they're going to see it.
Right. Well, just like the thing with Syria, the phone calls, the emails, the snail mails, Congress and the representatives were overwhelmed. Well, it was like a 500-1 against action in Syria, to the point that it backed our president off because we put pressure. And that's what it takes. It takes people getting together like that. And I think, like, based on these marches that are happening this weekend, I mean, it's going to be quite a crowd showing up, about four or five different groups. I mean, yes, it may not do anything except for the fact it's drawing more media attention. And like you say, in addition to, okay, we're here at the rally, big deal, they're going to ignore us, but to also carry that on and say, okay, this is also how you can fight.
I wish I could be there, because if we had somebody as a representative of us who would hand out a little piece of paper to everybody at any of the rallies, just hand it out to anybody. And I understand it's going to cost a lot of money because it's going to be millions of pieces of paper. Mm-hmm. But have the phone numbers and addresses of all the people to write to. Now, that's all the representatives, all of the senators, all of your representatives and senators from your individual states, too.
Right. And, well, maybe what would be better is to get money together, rent some billboards as they go into D.C.
No.
And say, don't let it stop here. Write your congressman.
Well, that's a fine idea, except that nobody's going to think about that. Or if they had a piece of paper that was no bigger than a single sheet, if possible, and they can fold it up and put it in their pocket and carry it with them and have it there that they can refer to, because they're not going to remember a billboard.
Right. Well, the other thing that I think is hesitation is that you go ahead and you send a letter to our government, you're on a list.
You're on a list anyway. We know that.
I was just going to say, you're on a list anyways. From the day, this is actually literally, from the day you are born.
Yeah.
As soon as you pop out, just congratulations, you have a Social Security number.
Yep. And that's it's all right. I mean, I don't really care about the lists. I would like to be on a list now. I'm upset enough. I want to be on a list, and I don't know. It's very upsetting that people get uptight because of a list, but that isn't a big thing.
Uh-huh.
So what?
Well, again, it just depends, because you know it's kind of hard to go up against as an individual. But, you know, we're starting to see these little protests, like that restaurant owner, and there's also some others that are starting to stand up. And it just happens, you know, literally all it takes sometimes is just one person. One person to start a movement.
Well, but it's got to be a person that's active. I mean, I don't have any money to go to Washington, D.C., or to make noise. The best thing I can do is on the Internet, which we're doing. But you need to have somebody that has some money or is willing to go out and get some money or something to make to make a noise.
Yeah. Well, we're making our little noise, and people can still make some noise as well in the last 5 minutes remaining at 646-721-9887. Again, feel free to comment about the show or your ideas or how you feel about what we talked about on Facebook, or email us at krbnradio.com. There's my
right
for the day.
There you go. Well, we've got to do something about it, and we've got to get on the ball and see what else we can do about it, because it's getting too carried away. I don't believe that we're going to shut down the government. Or if we do shut down the government, like you say, it's happened before. It didn't do anything special. But the thing is, it is creating a lot of hardship for a lot of people. I mean, you're talking about, you know, it's only 600,000 people. Well, 600,000 people is a lot of people.
Right.
And it's going to start creating a hardship for more than that soon. It depends if it's not... If it only shut down for a couple of days, that's no big thing, I understand. But if it goes on, and it's liable to, because we've got a president in there who doesn't care.
Right.
He thinks whatever he wants to do is exactly right in what he's supposed to do. And so he's going to go after whatever he wants. And he doesn't care.
Well, not only that, but and the thing that always gets my skin crawling is when you get people like Harry Reid and others, and they start out with, the American people want. They don't want the government to shut down. Bull. How do you know?
Well, there are, see, you got to understand that these, the senators and representatives, they talk to their own people, and they know what their people want, but they don't, I don't think they talk to the American public very much, and consequently, they don't know what the public wants, and they aren't out, you know, they go out there, and let's face it, if you've got a senator coming to your state and visiting your state, the people that are going to go see him are people who agree with him, most likely. People who like him are going to go see him. And that's not the people he should be talking to or should be listening to. He should be listening to the general public because maybe they aren't the people who like him.
Oh, that's true. Or maybe he's just either not getting the messages from the phone calls, you know, because the people aren't giving it to him, or he don't care. He's doing it for his own little, I'm in office, and there's nothing you can do about it, and it doesn't matter anyways, because when election time comes around, you're going to forget all the bad stuff anyways.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I really think that we've got some people in the offices that are really do care, but they're just not, they're being drowned out by the one person who has the bully pulpit all the time.
I agree.
And we've got to do something about him. Don't know what.
Well, the best thing that they can do is, I mean, thank goodness, you know, Obama cannot, you know, run again. And hopefully they're not even going to suggest about Michelle running.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
No.
And there's others up there that are in that little group, which, to be honest with you, in 2008, I was glad to see somebody else besides the normal gang running. Because, you know, I thought, well, hey, you know, this would be a lot better. We got a different perspective instead of the old boy network. Well, you know, it proved me wrong.
Except that that's a problem. We did have the old boy network running full time. He didn't know what he was doing, and he wasn't doing the running. He wasn't doing the decision-making. He was letting the old boy network run it entirely, and that's what I think is wrong.
And hopefully we'll do more of our background checks. So the question is, that comes up, instead of after the fact, can this person legally be a president or not? Because we need to, you know, the Internet's here. It's easy to search somebody's background, and we need to do our homework.
Yep, we really do. We really do. Well,
speaking of
one at a time. Jeez. Doesn't seem like we're here at all.
In fact, we're not going to be in about 1 minute, 12 seconds. So, again, if you tuned in for today's program live, thank you. Emails, talkcaribbeanradio.com. Check us out and like us on Facebook. See you next time.
Have a good day, everybody.
If you like today's show, please let us know by visiting us on Facebook and clicking on the like button. You can also get show updates on Twitter and on our website at www.krbnradio.com. This is KRBN Internet News Talk Radio.